You ever seen Goodfellas? There's a scene in that movie that just has always stuck with me. And I've tried it before, and I mean, it is a pretty damn good technique. It makes a very, very fine pasta sauce. The scene is, they're all locked up. And they've managed to get food from the outside and means of cooking it. And whatever the hell Ray Liotta's character's name was, Liotta, how the fuck do you say his name? Anyway, he's narrating, and he's talking about how Polly uses this one technique of his for cutting the garlic so paper thin that it just kind of melts when you put it in the sauce. And he does it using a little utility blade. Sharp, very thin blade. But, nah, see. That's not quite enough. We need to combine techniques here. Because I don't have a utility blade on me. But I do have a very, very, very sharp pocket knife. Polly reminds me a lot of a guy I used to know. When he would get off work, he would spend his evenings and his weekends woodworking. He would whittle chess pieces with a pocket knife. Very much like this one. So, I'm thinking, while we get to our destination, I'm gonna have a little fun and entertain myself. And I'm gonna whittle. We'll try for a horse. What are they called? Rook? I don't fucking know chess. Knight. I think the knight's the horse. But, well, I mean, we're in a moving vehicle, and my artistic skills really aren't that good. I just kind of like carving dicks up. So, might end up with a bishop. Those are the ones that have, like, a little nipple thing on the top, right? Or those are the cross ones. Whichever one looks like a titty. We're going to turn your cock into a chest titty with a pocket knife. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Should we start at the head? Or should we start at the base? I think we'll start at the head. I don't want to take off any more than we have to. Too soon. I want you to enjoy this. Or at least not faint from the blood loss before I've had my fun. So we'll start at the head. We'll go right around the glands here. Just nick a little bit off there. Get it nice and smooth. I know chess pieces have ridges on them, but I'd like to start with a nice, perfectly smooth canvas. So we're just gonna have to smooth all this out. One little slice at a time. Ooh. Ah. Hey. Hand me that bowl. Thank you. See, my buddy, would you watch it? God, you get blood all over my pants. Shit, man. Thank you. My buddy, the woodworker, his wife would give him shit all the time. Because it was too hot to do it outside, usually. And he would do it in the living room. And get little wood shavings fucking everywhere. Much like these little adorable slices of skin that I'm shaving off of your fucking cock right now. Quit fucking squirming. Tell my story. And the wood shaving thing. She would get him trash cans. She tried laying the whole trash bag out flat on the floor. They would still get everywhere. But this, we got a good system going here. The blood is just going right into the bowl, and the little skin flakes aren't flying off too much. And look, we've almost got the head smoothed out. Maybe, should I take the blindfold off for a second? Would you like to see how your penis looks when it no longer has the glands? Because I've really taken most of it off. I kind of did a little bit more than I meant to, but I mean, it's okay. We still got enough to work with here. Take a look. What do you think of my handiwork? Aww. All the color is drained out of your face. Your dick seems to be asking for more blood. How the fuck are you still hard, by the way? Jeez, well, anyway. Blindfold back on. No? What, you want to watch? Alright. More fun that way, anyway. Let's see now. You know, I did kind of a shitty job. I don't have the steadiest hands, and I mean, we're not really working on the steadiest surface, so it's kind of ragged looking. I just need to sand it down a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, that'll do. Hey! Did you bring sandpaper? Yeah, thank you. Aha. There we go. That'll do it. Let me just smooth this poor mutilated fucking excuse for a penis out. Just scrape this fucking coarse, gritty-ass sandpaper over the head and smooth that fucker out. Ooh, this isn't really doing as good of a job as I thought it might. Let's try down the shaft. Sandpaper hand job. Do you want a hand job? I bet a hand job would make you feel better. Here. Let me just wrap this around. Start stroking it. Ooh. That doesn't sound very nice at all. Well, I know. I'll do it a little bit harder. Okay, a lot harder. And there we go. Now the blood is flowing. See? Lube. Hand jobs. Lube. It's a match made in fucking heaven. Oh, you poor fucking cock. Oh. Alright, I guess I should stop with the sandpaper. Losing all my fucking material here. I still need to carve my chest piece. Using what's left of this fucking bloody stump that used to be your dick. So let's get to work, huh? Let's see. I'll just carve a nice little hunk out about halfway down on the top side. A little wedge shape. Oh, come on, you little bastard. Do you want to pry this out and see if you can get it to come free? Because I think I tore something. Sorry. But I got the piece out, look. Here, hang on. Open your mouth. It'll be like trying to catch a grape or a piece of popcorn. And I booped you on the nose. You really should have opened your mouth. I mean, you probably could have caught it, whatever. Where was I? Oh, that's right. Horse. Not a horse. Knight? What was I making? other than a fucking bloody beautiful mess? Oh, who fucking cares? Let's just start taking chunks out at random, shall we? I know. Let's try to carve out a star shape. I like stars. Do you like stars? Let's make a star. There's one, two, three, four, five. Oh, yeah. It's going to be kind of a lopsided star. Sorry, I can't help myself. I get going and I just can't stop sometimes. And six, seven, eight, nine. 11, 12. Shit. I probably should have carved this at an angle, huh? I just kind of went, like, straight down, just perpendicular to what's left of your bloody fucking mutilated penis. So this piece isn't really going to come out all that easily. But I really want this fucking star shape, because, I mean, it's a pretty damn good star. The one, you know, arm is a little long, but whatever. Maybe we could just kind of, like, slice, you know, like a whole side off. That would get it. Yeah, just kind of get at it from underneath without digging at it and messing up the edges. Let's try that. Oh, quit squirming. I said sit fucking still. It can't hurt that bad. Look at all the other shit I've done to it already. Almost. Oh. Fuck, that's kind of bleeding a lot. How are you doing? Are you feeling? Do you want a donut? Do you want, like, a donut or something? That, you know, like, when you donate blood, they give you donuts and shit afterwards and coffee. Do we have coffee? Why didn't you fucking bring coffee, you idiot? We don't have any coffee. Do we have donuts? Here's a half-melted crunch bar. Just eat this. It's sugary. It'll fucking wake you up. Hey, wake up. Wake up. I don't want you to fucking miss this. I've almost got it. There you go. Good boy. Pay attention. Come on. Hey. Eyes up. Look. Look. Look, 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 look. Look, look, look. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got the fucking star. I made a fucking star out of your dick. Isn't that fucking awesome? Look how cute it is. Here, I'm going to tuck this into your shirt pocket so that you don't forget it. It'll be like a nice little souvenir, because you're not going to have anything left when I'm done. Well, let's see. Are there any chess pieces that are kind of, like, lopsided and, like, a whole side is missing-ish? Fuck the chess pieces. We'll make, we're just gonna Picasso it. We'll just make some abstract shit and, you know, call it conceptual art. And then it's like that fucker who painted the fucking whole canvas red and then everybody lost their shit and it was fucking genius, bullshit, whatever. We'll do that. I mean, it's already fucking covered in blood. Everything's already red. Except for the fucking floor of this van. Because unlike that jackass with his fucking woodworking, we've contained our mess. For the most part. We'll clean it up later. So, what now? What now? Corkscrew. Do we have a corkscrew? God damn it, you guys. I'll carve your dick into a corkscrew. There's still enough left to work with for that, yeah? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go, baby. Corkscrew fucking cock. Mm-hmm. Let's just nick this little part off here. And shave this down to a nice fucking point. Kind of a limp and soggy and bloody fucking point. I thought you were hard. What the fuck happened to your fucking hard-on? Alright. Curve this part down around here. Have a nice little fucking curve around this side. And bring that fucking blade down all the way to the fucking base. There we go. And now let's retrace our fucking beautiful, beautiful little spiraling line back up your cock so that we can get rid of all this fucking extra flesh and meat and blood and shit and have ourselves a nice little fucking corkscrew. Hmm? You know what, though? I want this fucking curve to be perfect. Yeah. Yeah. One thing that we definitely do have, because I brought it, moms, is a lathe. Nothing fancy, nothing powered, obviously, just a little hand crank deal, but, you know, it's got a nice little fucking, call it a spear. Probably more of a dowel. I don't really know what the fucking thing's called, but basically, I'm gonna jam this fucking thing down what's left of your fucking urethra. And then I'm gonna take the blade and sink it into the fucking base of your cock and start cranking that fucking handle. And I'm gonna keep my hand steady. I've got really steady hands. I should be like a watchmaker or something, I think. But I'm going to keep my hands really steady. Well, my one hand. The other one's going to be turning the fucking crank, but steadily turning it. And your cock is going to twirl around in a nice stationary little fucking rotating circle thing. And my blade is going to carve out the rest of this little fucking corkscrew. And then we're going to have a fucking beautiful, bloody, sinewy, muscle, tissuey, fucking lumpy, nasty mess of a fucking dick. Maybe we'll try to open a wine bottle with it. I'm not even gonna ask. Alright, here we go. Let's just jam this fucker down there. Oh, you don't like that, do you? Let's get it in there a little bit further then, you know, just to really wedge it home and make sure it's in there all the way. We don't want you falling off or slipping out, do we? Of course not. There we go. And where's my fucking pocket knife? There we go. Ready? On the count of three. One. Oh, it was close enough. It was like two numbers off. Shut the fuck up. And don't fucking squirm. You'll fuck my work up. And now we're gonna start fucking twisting. Ready? Twirly, twirly, twirly. Ooh, look at that. Oh, your cock is just coming apart so fucking beautifully. Look at that fucking skin split. Mmm. At the end, that looks fucking painful. Look at the fucking bottom, it's all twisty and shit. Yeah. Here we go, we're getting close. You're gonna have a fucking corkscrew penis. Bloody, you almost used to be penis in like two fucking seconds. Shit. Well, I really should have seen that one coming, I guess. But, you know what, here, just hold it with your hand, and I'll finish twirling it, because, I mean, it's already fucking broken off. It's not like it's gonna, you can't really fuck it up anymore by holding it. What the, goddamn, you've got the fucking weakest grip strength I've ever fucking seen. Hold your fucking dick. Come on, you've done this before, it's not like you don't fucking know how to hold your own dick. There you go, keep that fucking fist tight. Yeah, there we go. And done. Now let's just peel the excess off. And there we go. Look at your fucking new penis. Maybe when we get to wherever we're going, we'll get you a wine bottle and we can try and open it. Yeah? And hey, if that fails, I mean, the lathe is still kind of, you know, I could snap this part off and the fucking stick thing can be your new penis. And I can even hollow it out for you. I don't even have to remove it. I'll just hollow it out and then it can be your new penis. It'll have a pee hole and a cum hole and everything. What do you say? Hey. Hey. Wake the fuck up. Ugh. Guys, I think this was a new record. He lasted a really long time. You want some of this blood? There's a fucking lot of it. Here. Here. just want to say, this is for, like, fantasy purposes only. Please don't actually hurt yourself if you somehow manage to find that arousing and not just, bored, edgy, try-hard fag who's sick of driving and, can't fact check, so I'm sure a lot of that was very, very inaccurate, especially anatomically. Yeah. But, hope you enjoyed.